Welcome to Head Games Radio on Sports Byline and Sirius Satellite Channel 122. We've got a very important show today because we're going to try to do justice to a man that may well be on his deathbed and may well be the most beloved man in the NFL, Lamar Hunt. A true gentleman, a true father to many players past and present on the Kansas City Chiefs and before that the Dallas Texans. The founder of the AFL, the man whose name is on the AFL trophy. A man who supported me, like many other players, with kind notes throughout my career and others. A man who picked me up by himself, not in a limousine, but by himself in his own station wagon, the year after I left the Kansas City Chiefs and was playing with the New York Jets. Lamar Hunt. We're going to talk about him with some people that know a little bit about him. We'll talk with Rick Goslin from the Dallas Morning News, who covered the Kansas City Chiefs for a number of years and covers the NFL and, of course, in Dallas, knows a great deal about Lamar and his family. We're going to talk with Luke Jensen later in the show about Lamar and tennis and world team tennis and Lamar's entrepreneurial zeal that stretched to soccer and tennis and other sports as well. We're going to talk with Tom Flores, who is backup quarterback to our own correspondent and Head Games Monday morning quarterback Len Dawson. We'll talk with Tom about the legacy of Lamar Hunt, what he did, how he treated players, how that early Chiefs team was treated, and the kind of rivalry that's the best sense of sports between the Raiders and the Chiefs and Lamar and what his place would be among NFL owners, much like Wellington Mara, so beloved, so important to the way this game evolved, the way the NFL has crafted the best sport in the world. And finally, we'll talk with Franco Harris about running backs in the NFL, about the families like the Maras, like the Hunts, and the Rooneys, the best families in the NFL. Here's a quick quote from our friend Ron Jaworski from yesterday's show about Drew Brees and about the most valuable player of the NFL this year.
But I think, Nick, when you look at this, you almost could segregate it. Of course, there are 3 weeks to go in the season, but I think if you talk about player of the year, it's got to be LaDainian Tomlinson. If you talk about most valuable player, it's got to be Drew Brees.
When we come back, we'll talk with Rick Goslin of the Dallas Morning News, Franco Harris, and Tom Flores on Lamar Hunt. You're listening to Head Games on Sirius Satellite and Sports Byline.
If you're self-employed or you run a small business and you need competitive health insurance, pick up the phone and call the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company. 866-503-MEGA. You don't even have to leave your home or office. Call us now and a friendly Mega Health representative will come to you and explain your health insurance options. So again, if you're self-employed, run a small business, or if you're on a COBRA plan and it's about to expire and you need dependable, reliable health insurance, call Mega Health now for a free quote. 866-503-MEGA. 866-503-MEGA. That's 866-503-MEGA. These competitive health insurance plans are underwritten by the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company, and coverage may not be available in all states, so call now and see if you qualify. 866-503-MEGA. 866-503-MEGA. That's 866-503-MEGA.
Hi, everybody. This is Nick Lowry, and I want to tell you about the most beautiful golf course I've ever played. It's called Quintero. It's already ranked in the top 10 in the country as a real estate golf course. I'm telling you, it is the most outstanding combination of beautiful fairways and views you will ever see. If you want to join one of the most outstanding new private courses in the country, go to QuinteroGolf.com or call 888-417-8468. That's 888-41-QUINT or 888-417-8468.
Look, honey, it's the Joneses.
Oh, they've come caroling again.
One, two, three, and... We just got ourselves a T-Bone. T-Bone has exclusive features. We can record two shows at once. Yes, we can. Yes, we can. Yes, we can. Yes, we can.
And transfer programs to our laptop. Ha, 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 ha.
Only
TiVo has exclusive features that let you schedule recordings from the web, transfer shows to your handheld device or iPod, or pre-approve the best TV for your kids to watch. Until December 31st, go to Best Buy, Circuit City, Radio Shack, or TiVo.com for a free TiVo box after mail-in rebate and service commitment. See TiVo.com for details and discover why everyone is singing our praises.
Shouldn't we tell them we already have a TiVo?
Nah, let them have their fun.
Remember, it's not TiVo unless it's a TiVo.
This is Nick Lowry, and I'm here to tell you about HeadGamesRadio.com, the official website of Head Games Radio. If you can't listen to the show every day, just go to HeadGamesRadio.com and join the Head Games team. You'll get to listen to Head Games highlights from our superstar guests. As a member, you'll be entitled to exclusive offers and information, so register with us so we can send you updates and special giveaways that non-members just can't get. Stay tuned. Check out HeadGamesRadio.com. Email us and join the Head Games family.
Yes, I was fired. It happens to most coaches. Well, what are you going to do? Are you going to just lie there in the fetal position and whimper?
Welcome back to Head Games, and we're going to be joined in a moment by Rick Goslin, who longtime NFL correspondent with the Dallas Morning News, and before that with the Kansas City Chiefs, to talk about Lamar Hunt. But Rick's also been working on an article on tackling, something we've talked about on this show. We talked about it with Tom Jackson from ESPN's Primetime and Jacked Up about the culture of tackling, the culture of fundamentals. I've talked about it with Seth Joyner, how so many players on defense in the NFL today rely on schemes. For instance, Ray Lewis, who is decimated in his previous game against the Kansas City Chiefs, when offensive linemen were there, he had not been trained to deal with shedding large linemen. They created a scheme now back to the 3-4 where he doesn't have to worry about being double-teamed by 320-pound men. And here is our good friend Rick Goslin, the erstwhile writer covering the NFL and one of the great people to talk about Lamar Hunt. But before we do that, Rick, you're working on an article on tackling and the Indianapolis Colts run defense.
Yeah, there wasn't a whole lot of tackling by that Colt run defense last week. I was in Jacksonville, and Fred Taylor and Maurice Jones-Drew kind of ran wild on them. You know, they rank 32nd in the NFL in defense right now. People say, well, they can't go to the Super Bowl with that defense. Well, actually they can, because their best defense is a first-quarter lead. They've done that in eight of the games to this point of the season. That's why they're 10-3. When the Colts get ahead, they don't have to worry about the run. They didn't get ahead last week, but they're generally good enough to get ahead. And I think down the stretch here, their best run defender is going to be Peyton Manning. If he can get him in the lead, they can go to the Super Bowl with the 32nd-ranked run defense.
Well, we talked with Tom Jackson a week ago about how difficult it is to get solid tackling. So many runners, it's almost like the 100-yard mark is no big deal anymore. Here's Tom Jackson from a week ago.
Tackle. You can't practice it. And what is it that you believe you're going to do well that you don't practice? There are not many things in life that you will do well that you don't practice. And so practice, tackling is like anything else. If you're going to be a good tackling team, and I'm not talking about killing your teammates, but I have seen when the Baltimore Ravens, all the way from their Super Bowl year, and I'm sure they're doing the same thing now, that team practices at a speed that's pretty intense. They don't knock guys to the ground, but they're running at people. They're giving them a good
close to game speed. Close to game speed.
Yeah. Close as we can get without hurting each other.
Killing. That's Tom Jackson. Do you think it's about that? Do you think it's about the scheme? Do you think it's about the way you practice? What's the problem with Indianapolis?
I think there's a general tackling problem in this league, and I think a lot of it has to do with the fact that there's a salary cap. We see it in training camp. You know, you don't have players that play much in the preseason. Your starters are generally held out. There's not a whole lot of contact in training camps. When I was first starting this, you'd see 2-a-days to be hitting both sessions. Now there's very little hitting, very little game speed type hitting, and you're losing the tackling technique. The thing that drives me nuts is defensive backs no longer wrap up. They try to go for the kill shot with the shoulder and helmet. And a lot of times the running back just spins out of that. I mean, no one, you know, has that traditional put the face mask in the guy's chest, wrap your arms around him, and drive. That technique thing is gone. And I think that's the big problem, and it's league-wide. You're not, like Tom Jackson said, if you don't practice tackling, you're not going to get good at it.
Rick Gosselin, do you think it's a little bit analogous to what's happening in the NBA, where you have players of extreme physical ability, but the basic all-round game, the basic skills are being lost? And so in this case, which probably won't happen in the NFL, you bring in European players that are actually getting an edge because they do have that all-round fundamental game.
Well, I think in basketball, the Europeans are better shooters. You know, this country wants to see the slam dunk. They want to see power basketball. So you see a lot of guys that can't hit the 15-foot jumper. So you get in the Europeans who are drilled in the techniques and drilled in the fundamentals. They can come over here and shoot. You know, I see with Dirk Nowitzki. Here's a 7-footer in Dallas here from Germany who can shoot the three-pointer. How many American 7-footers can shoot the three-pointer? They've never tried it. They've never gotten developed it as a skill.
Here's another quote from Tom Jackson talking about the idea that tackling has to be practiced.
We're an excellent tackling team because we tackled. We tackled in practice. We tackled in camp. We tackled, you know, on Thursday, Wednesday.
Were your full pads on Thursday?
I'm talking about having some full-speed tackling. We're going to do some inside the five for fun. I mean, it was fun. and a goal line drill called the head bump drill. This thing where you would dive over you would have a guy dive over the goal line, perceived goal line. We would have somebody go spear that guy.
That's Tom Jackson. Back to the old days when we were playing in the early 80s, you remember, Rick, against that Denver team, we could not score on goal line. That goal line defense with Randy Gratishar and company, they were so good at tackling. They were so good at team defense, gang tackling. They were the best team in the NFL because they practiced every single day.
They're also practicing against a great offense with John Elway. Now, here's the thing, another thing that I've noticed when I go to training camps, it's rare that you see a first-team offense practice against a first-team defense. So you're trying to get a great defense assembled, but they're playing against a second-tier caliber of player. You didn't have Randy Gratishar playing against John Elway. You know, you got second-teamers, so the speed is not the same. And that's another casualty of the salary cap. You can't have veteran backups anymore. And coaches are scared to death they're going to lose one of their starters in practice, so they don't practice them. They don't put them into preseason. Yeah, it's produced a general breakdown of skills in the NFL.
We're talking with Rick Gosselin from the Dallas Morning News about tackling, about the Indianapolis Colts run defense, and you believe as long as the Colts can get ahead in the game, basically forcing the team to pass, they're not in trouble. But the bottom line is, in the playoffs, the games are usually within 3 points, 7 points. Do you really think they have a chance to have that kind of lead?
Yeah, I mean, we're all looking for the perfect team to go to the Super Bowl. But that team no longer exists. All these teams are flawed. Look at the three best teams in football arguably right now. The Bears, the Chargers, and the Colts. Everybody says the Bears can't get there with the quarterback, the Colts can't get there with the run defense, and the Chargers can't get there because of their head coach. These are the three best teams in football, 11-2 and 2-10-3s, and yet everybody's picking them apart. I think given that Colts offense and the fact that they could play at least one of the games at home and a second game in sunny San Diego, where conditions are going to be good to move the ball and score points, that's going to be their game. They're so explosive on offense, and they score so fast. If they get ahead, you have to score with them. You can't run the ball. If you get behind the Colts, you run the ball. You're putting your comeback bid in slow motion. And that's why this team, with this bad run defense all season, is 10-3. They've done a very good job of getting ahead in games and staying ahead.
We're joined by Tom Flores, who won a couple Super Bowls, something that should put him in the Hall of Fame. Tom, thanks for joining us.
Oh, it's my pleasure, Nick. My pleasure.
You know, Tom, we're joined by Rick Gosselin, you might remember, who's covered the NFL for many years. And before we talk about Lamar Hunt, let's talk about the teams in this league that you think have the best shot. We talked about Chicago. People are talking about San Diego now playing at the best. But it seems almost as if every week The team that you think is now the best gets crushed the next week. Patriots are one example this past week. What's up with this year? Is it simply because parity is there, or is it more about the lowest common denominator?
Well, I mean, you know, I think parity is part of the issue, but I think also, you know, it just shows how hard it is to stay on top. You know, when you think of what New England did, winning 3 Super Bowls in 4 years, that's remarkable. I don't know if anybody else will ever do that again, but maybe so. You know, but it's hard for them to stay on top because everybody else gets better and then some teams get worse. And, you know, what goes around comes around. I think right now the best team that I've seen on all the games that I've done is on both sides of the ball, San Diego. I think they're the best.
Absolutely. When we come back, we're going to talk with Tom Flores, former coach for the Raiders, for the Seahawks, and Rick Gosman. We're going to talk about Lamar Hunt, his legacy in the AFL and the NFL, one of the great gentlemen of all time. We'll be right back on Head Games on Sports Byline and Sirius Satellite.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster. It's the stock market. But it doesn't have to be a rough ride. Just subscribe to Barron's, America's premier financial weekly. Subscribe now and get 13 weeks of Barron's for only $39. Each fact-filled issue brings you investing insights, market information, and special reports you won't find anywhere else. Special reports that include the best-performing companies, mutual fund managers, and the outlook for stocks, bonds, and mutual funds. That's not all. Subscribe today and you'll also get Barron's Guide to Building Wealth, plus 4 weeks of Barron's Online free with your paid subscription. All the tools you need to make smarter investment decisions. That's 13 weeks of Barron's plus the Guide to Building Wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's Online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S.
Call now, 800-828-2639. That's 800-828-2639.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There is a tremendous price war among the major term life companies, and you may be paying too much. Consider these possible rates. A man, age 45, non-tobacco user, issue preferred, $1 million of coverage, is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man, age 50, non-tobacco user, issue preferred, can obtain $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $113, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right. Guaranteed level rates for the next 20 years. If you're a smoker, there are great rates available for you as well. Term Busters specializes in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. So call this number now for a free quote.
800-430-6715. 800-430-6715. Call 24/7. 800-430-6715. 800-430-6715.
Golf Digest is going to cure your slice now, and that's a guarantee. Introducing the breakthrough video, Cure Your Slice Now, and it's free with your paid subscription to Golf Digest magazine. In this video, top PGA instructor Chuck Cook shows you the 7 key phases of the swing and gives you his proven method for better control and longer, straighter drives. And here's our guarantee. If Golf Digest and Cure Your Slice Now doesn't cure your slice and improve your game, cancel the subscription and keep the video free. Every month in Golf Digest, you get easy-to-follow instruction from the best teachers and players in golf, information on the top equipment, the best places to play, and you also get the removable Pocket Tips booklet. Call now. Use your credit card and get your first risk-free issue, the Pocket Tips booklet, and the video free. You get 11 more issues for only $19.77. If your game doesn't improve, cancel your subscription and keep the video, booklet, and magazine free.
Call 800-828-2639. That's 800-828-2639 for Golf Digest.
There's 95 guys or 97 doing the right thing the right way and two or three jerks. So two or three jerks get 97% of the attention.
Join Head Games Radio. Call 800-878-PLAY. That's 800-878-7529. And now, here's your host, Nick Lowry.
Welcome back to Head Games. We're talking with Tom Flores, who was backup quarterback to Len Dawson, became one of the great coaches in the NFL, and Rick Gosman covered the NFL for a long time in Kansas City, now in Dallas. And let's start first with Rick. As you look back at the impact of a Lamar Hunt, and it's interesting with the sort of hard-edged image of American business that a guy like Lamar Hunt could have such an impact and really was a role model like Wellington Mara and what we talked about last year. Lamar Hunt was truly the gentleman that made this league, I think, in many ways what it is today. Tell us what you think his legacy is.
Oh, I think he could be the last great American sportsman. It's not just about football. He's the guy that got tennis a foothold in this country. He got soccer a foothold in this country. You know, few people know that he was a minority owner and an original investor in the Chicago Bulls. So he's had an impact in basketball. Of course, his greatest legacy is the AFL and the NFL. You know, he tried to buy an expansion or buy the Chicago Cardinals and bring them to Dallas, but the Wolfners wouldn't sell the team. He got rebuffed twice. He finally, you know, Bud Abbs was trying to get in. He couldn't get in. He finally called Bud and said, "You want to start our own league?" And they did. And in a very short period of time, that league was competitive with the NFL and forced a merger. That's his legacy.
Tom Flores, from your perspective, you've seen all sorts of coaches. Of course, Al Davis has his own unique style as well. Tell us what you took in and learned from Lamar Hunt as you were a quarterback and became a head coach and then a general manager.
Well, the one thing that let me start off with saying that there are a lot of players that aren't even aware of what Lamar Hunt. I agree with Rick. I mean, first of all, he started the league. He made a lot of dreams come true for a lot of players. I was very fortunate to be part of the original AFL guys and last through the 10 years of the league, and then even more privileged to play with the Chiefs for a couple of years. Knowing Lamar Hunt, he was just a marvelous man. He was a great owner. He was a true and true, became a good friend. And because of him, the league is what it is today. Because of him, the Super Bowl was named the Super Bowl. I mean, there are a lot of things that will be part of his legacy.
And I think one of them, Rick Goslin, is that with Hank Stram, some of the best young talent, African-American talent, made it into the AFL well before it made it into the NFL.
Oh, yeah. That goes Lamar. He was a young guy who got in and didn't have any biases or prejudice built up. And they loaded up that roster in the early 60s with the talented black players, guys like Buck Buchanan and Otis Taylor, Jim Kearney, Emmett Thomas, guys from very, very small black colleges who became great players because they got a chance to play, and the AFL gave them that chance.
Willie Lemire, Bobby Bell, what was it like competing against those kinds of players? And we've heard enough stories about the Raiders learning to draft basically based on that matchup because of the dominance of the Chiefs and the Raiders.
Well, they did. They drafted Gene Upshaw, at that time a young offensive lineman, and very rarely does a guard get picked in the first round, but they drafted him specifically to block a guy, to block Buck Buchanan. Buck was a force. Some of those traits are still in effect. You draft guys to beat guys or beat teams in your division, and that's what the Raiders were. And the Chiefs were probably the first team to have such a big group of guys. I mean, Hank liked big guys that could play, obviously, and they were big. They were huge.
Ernie Ladd, another one. He was enormous.
Oh, yeah. Well, Ernie Ladd started out with San Diego, so I played against him a lot. I played against him when I was a player and with the Raiders. We played San Diego, and then later with the Chiefs. He didn't play that much with the Chiefs, but by that time he got to the Chiefs, I was with Buffalo, and then by the time I got to the Chiefs, he was not on the team anymore.
Rick Goslin, let's talk. We're going to be joined by Franco Harris in a couple minutes. Let's talk about those three key families, the Rooneys, the Hunts, and is Franco on the line? Franco, are you there?
Yes, this is Franco, if you can hear me.
Hey, Franco, yes, join us now if you're already on the line. We wanted to talk about Lamar Hunt and his legacy for the AFL, for the AFC before that, and, of course, the introduction of so many outstanding black players into the AFL that brought along and accelerated that process. And also, I wanted to talk with you, with your perspective on how beloved the Rooney family is, how you would compare the Rooney family, the Hunt family, the Maras, those three families and their impact on the game.
You asked me that question now on that?
I might as well.
Oh.
Appreciate you joining us, buddy.
Yeah. Well, with myself, it was quite an honor to be part of the Rooney family with the Pittsburgh Steelers, and also being drafted when the old man, as we call him, was still there for quite a few years, and I'm talking about Art Rooney, and just really looking at his legacy and his past. Quite a few of these owners had some very colorful past, and a very quite interesting, and the things that they did to help really build the league to where it's at today. And as you know, his son Dan now is there now, and with his son Art right in the wings.
Franco Harris, we appreciate you joining us. We're joined by also Rick Goslin from the Dallas Morning News and Tom Flores.
Hello, Rick. Hello,
Raiders,
Tom.
And the Seahawks. And Rick, is the day gone by when owners like a Lamar Hunt can have that kind of personal relationship with players?
Yeah, I think we're losing a whole era, a whole generation here. You know, when the Lamar Hunts and the Art Rooneys and the Wellington Maras got into the game, it was for love of the game. Now we're seeing a new breed of owner that they like football, but they love money. And a lot of these guys are in it for the business end of it. They want to win a Super Bowl, but making a lot of money is as much a part of the deal. And I don't think, well, I know Lamar Hunt never cared about the money, nor did Art Rooney and Wellington Mara. And those guys, you know, we're losing some great men, some great owners, and some great people.
I remember the famous story, guys, of when Lamar's father was asked, "Are you worried about your son who lost $1 million last year for his team?" He said, "Well, I don't think he's going to live to be 200, and if he doesn't live to 200, he's not going to be broke." Go ahead.
No, I was just saying when you look at Art Rooney when he first came up, and he grew up basically poor. You know, I mean, didn't have a whole lot of money, and there were times when things were tight, but these guys were there from the beginning, and any time when you're in something in the beginning, I think you look at it differently because there is a lot more passion, there's a lot more love, and you know, because you're building it, you know, they, you know, this is your baby, this is your child, And I think it's just a different feeling at that time, whereas future generations look at it differently, just as you mentioned, Rick.
Tom Flores, tell me, before we let you go, tell me about Al Davis, who's been there for so many years, and what has he said recently about, of course, the great success financially for the league, but the change in the culture of the league, where you have so much new blood, a lot of great businessmen, but you've lost some of that old culture that Franco's talking about.
Yeah, I agree with Frank on that. I mean, at first, you know, here's a guy, Lamar Hunt. The Rooneys were already in the business, as were the Maras. But here you had Ralph Wilson, you had Lamar Hunt, Bud Adams, these guys that were very wealthy by their own right. But when they took over and started the American Football League, and then Al Davis was part of the start, even though he wasn't an owner to start, these guys were in it because they loved the game, and then it became their family to raise. So they raised this family, the American Football League, that eventually became part of the National Football League. And everybody that came in that organization, any of those organizations that played for any length of time, and in those days you could play for longer because there was no free agent. You know, it's very rare nowadays where a guy starts and ends with the same team. But in those days you spent most of your career with the same team. You were part of the family, and once you're part of the family, you're family forever. That's the way Lamar was. That's the way, the Mara family was, the Rooney family was. That's the way these people think, and that's the way they were. Now you have corporate people. So in so many words, you're kind of a number, with rare exceptions. There are exceptions to everything.
Nick, let me add one more thing to what Tom said. You know, when Lamar Hunt got in and Bud Adams got in, they didn't get in for themselves because they wanted to be an owner. Lamar Hunt wanted to bring football to the state of Texas. He wanted to bring football to his hometown of Dallas. Bud Adams wanted to bring football to his hometown of Houston. That's why they started this league. It was almost a civic gesture, more so than any personal agenda on the parts of both Hunt and Adams. And I think a lot of the owners today have gotten away from that. It is now about the owner, about the money, as opposed to the town itself.
Well, we really appreciate you joining us, gentlemen. Look for Rick Goslin, his article about the Indianapolis Colts in Friday's paper, I believe, and the Dallas Morning News, about their tackling defense, and maybe they have a chance to still go to the Super Bowl anyway. Thanks, Rick.
Thanks, Mike.
Tom Flores, appreciate it very much, my friend.
Well, you bet. Anytime. Hi, Franco.
Appreciate it, my friend.
Hey, Tom. Nice being on the phone with you.
All right.
Thanks, Tom. Enjoy those wonderful Broadway shows. Franco Harris, when we come back, let's talk some more about Rocky Blyer, about Mr. Rooney, and about your own legacy in the glory days of the AFL, the AFC, and more on Head Games and Sports Byline and Sirius Channel 122.
The holiday season is approaching, and Tickets Now knows exactly what to give the special person in your life. Event tickets. Tickets Now has over 2 million tickets to the hottest sports, concert, and theater events in North America, and each one of them make excellent holiday gifts. Not sure what tickets to give? Give them a Tickets Now gift card, redeemable for any purchase at TicketsNow.com. Tickets Now gift cards make the perfect stocking stuffer. Remember, Tickets Now guarantees every transaction with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Find out for yourself today at TicketsNow.com. That's TicketsNow.com.
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 Hi, everybody. This is Nick Lowry, and I want to tell you about the most beautiful golf course I've ever played. It's called Quintero. It's already ranked in the top 10 in the country as a real estate golf course. I'm telling you, it is the most outstanding combination of beautiful fairways and views you will ever see. If you want to join one of the most outstanding new private courses in the country, go to QuinteroGolf.com or call 888-417-8468. That's 888-41-QUINT or 888-417-8468.
Smart business people know the difference between success and failure lies in the ability to grow. Being limited by your current facility adds up to lost productivity and even worse, lost revenue. You've looked at the price to build, but have you considered the cost of not building? With interest rates still attractive, now is the time to build that warehouse, manufacturing, or retail space you need. A pre-engineered steel building from General Steel will save you up to half the cost of a similar conventionally built structure, and it'll be erected in about half the time. From airplane hangars to riding arenas, gymnasiums, and churches. Expand quickly and save money.
Call the General right now for your free estimate. 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298. And learn about our $20,000 rebate offer. 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298.
I'm Dave Meltzer, host of the Wrestling Observer Live here on the Sports Byline Radio Network. And if you're a fan of pro wrestling and want to know what's happening before anybody else, you should subscribe to the Wrestling Observer Newsletter. It comes out every week and it covers wrestling all over the world. The biggest names in pro wrestling and the most knowledgeable fans all subscribe to it as the leading source of inside information anywhere. Just go to www.wrestlingobserver.com and there's information on how to get a subscription. If you go to the website right now, you can even get information on how to get a couple of free issues of your choice. So go to www.wrestlingobserver.com.
Get to the Super Bowl and win that it takes to get there and lose. You know, it's not the NBA where you got a 7-game series once you get the net in the final. You got to get it done that day.
And now back to Head Games Radio with Nick Lowry. Join the conversation now by calling 800-878-PLAY. That's 800-878-7529.
Welcome back to the Head Games Radio on Sirius Satellite Sports Byline with Franco Harris. Franco, what are you up to these days, my friend?
I'm having, like, matter of fact, I'm living my dream again. I lived my dream playing in the NFL for those years. I loved it, and now I'm in the bakery business, and I love what I do. We We sell nutritional donuts called Super Donuts. And also we sell organic whole grain breads and rolls and tortillas and that sort of in the bakery line. And that's called Super Breads, Super Tortillas, and Super, you know, Super Buns. So I love being in business, and I love selling better-for-you products.
You know, there was something unique about your image in the NFL. There was this something, I mean, I guess it's best described by the Immaculate Reception, because there was something magical about your career, being in the right place at the right time. As you look back on your career and as you compare yourself as a running back with the style of today's running backs, whether it's an LT or a Larry Johnson or whoever, tell me, what do you think was the unique quality that you brought to the game?
Well, I really never compare running backs, because you can always say, okay, what makes somebody the better running back? Is it being faster? Is it being shiftier? Is it vision? Is it who has most yards? Is it who has more touchdowns? Is it who has more Super Bowls that's contributing to the team? So like, I leave that up to each individual team to see if that running back is valuable to them. But running backs that you mentioned, incredible. I mean, look at LaDainian right now, as you mentioned, where not only is having a great year, okay, his team is having a great year. And to me, that even makes it more special, to where his talents now is going to a championship effort, or, you know, so that's what their whole focus in. Where sometimes I look at Barry Sanders and you say, wow, incredible. But yet, he was never able to play for a championship team and never use his talent. Well, his talent was deserving of being there, but it never materialized into a championship there. So, as far as my uniqueness, it's boy, how do you really explain yourself when you look in the mirror? I guess, and I guess one thing I felt always had was good vision and good anticipation, and the ability to read things and see things very quickly, and then consequently go with that, and having a certain feel for certain situations.
I think a lot of people, Franco Harris, would say it's also the way you carried yourself. And people talk about, and Ron Jaworski on the show yesterday talked again about the way LT carries himself, that makes such a difference. The celebration when he set the record on Sunday, the way the entire team came over to celebrate with him. You on that Steelers team had a pretty significant sense of family as well. Tell us about that.
Yes, we did. And I tell people that even though we had some of the greatest football players of all time on the field, we also had great people with great character off the field. And to me, that was part of the bond. And that was part of the bond that really helped us be good for a long period of time. And I tell people that it just wasn't 1 year or 2 years we were good. I mean, I look at it as a whole decade that we were the best, or we were in a running for the best for a whole decade, and with that, it has to be more than just pure athletic ability. It has to be the character of the people, and we just had some people that were just great guys that you wanted to be with and you wanted to play with, but you also wanted to be with.
Of course, Terry Bradshaw is such a visible part of that team today, but other people who've been on the show, like Rocky Blyer, who came back from so much, and then, of course, the influence of an owner who understood cultivating that sense of family was important. What about your head coach and today's coaches today? Do you think it's possible to have that sense of family? Tell me about your head coach, Mr. Noel.
Well, there's no doubt about it that Chuck helped cultivate that, where he was a coach that knew how to give you your freedom and your space, but yet he knew that there was a certain amount of control and discipline that still had to be there. And I feel that he was a master at balancing that. And because you felt very, very free. You could be your own person, you know. You can develop your own character, and but yet you knew you had to do it within the confines of being part of a team, and part of a team that had this goal of wanting to be the best. So however you develop yourself, whatever you do, that's fine, but make sure it doesn't take away from the team and what we're trying to do here. And he did just a masterful job at balancing that, and that's a tough thing to do, is to, as we always ask coaches, about knowing your talent, but also you have to know personalities.
Well, let's inject a little bit of Ron Jaworski and his comments about today's running backs and that sense of team. Sometimes in the culture of the NFL today with free agency, obviously a lot of players get away from that.
Beauty is in the eye of the beholder, and clearly Jim Brown was a great player, Eric Dickerson, Walter Payton, Emmitt Smith. You can go on and on and on. And I'm not going to say, you know, LaDainian Tomlinson is the greatest running back ever, but certainly Marty Schottenheimer believes that. He coaches the guy. He's with him every single day. I could understand why Marty Schottenheimer feels so strongly about LaDainian Tomlinson, and actually why the San Diego Chargers feel so strongly about LT. If you saw what happened when he scored that 29 touchdown, you saw the entire offensive line, the quarterback, the fullback Lorenzo Neal, the wide receivers all go there and hoist LaDainian in the air. That's how strongly they feel about him. So I can understand where Marty Schottenheimer is coming from.
What about that? As you evaluate LT, because of that, because of his versatility, is he a unique individual in the history of this game?
And I guess what Ron was talking about was that he's talking about the total person. And everybody can have great talent on the field, but it's also, as I said, how you carry yourself away from the field when you're in the locker room, when you're with the guys, just in other situations. And those are the things that really build the bond, that really build that togetherness. And those are the things that really help take you into the championships. And what he's saying is that LaDainian brings that. And I had a chance last year to do a little shoot with him and just spend some time in the afternoon just talking with him. And during that time, I mean, you could really see and feel that with him as a person, it was more than just football. And so when I was hearing Ron talk, it was I said, "Yep, that's the exact feeling that I got being around him." And so those are the guys that make a difference, and those are the guys that help bond the team. And sure, you need that talent, and you need for them to perform on the field. But just as I mentioned earlier, that bond that you also create off the field is also the one that helps propel you into the championships.
Talking with Franco Harris, and we're going to be joined in a second by Luke Jensen. His father also played in the NFL. We'll talk a little bit more about Lamar Hunt and his legacy.
Wait, Luke Jensen? Luke Jensen?
Luke Jensen. Luke Jensen. Do you know Luke Jensen?
Oh, my gosh, absolutely.
Luke, are you on, buddy?
Yes, I am. Franco, how's the backhand?
Luke, I can't believe this. This is a wonderful surprise.
Nice to hear your voice. Franco, how's the family?
Everybody is doing well. And I got an email this morning, because I'm out here in the West Coast, that you're on a show this morning. And I turned it on, but I guess I missed it. So it's a real pleasure to be with you on this phone call.
Well, it's an honor. I'll tell you, Nick, you know, one of the great men in professional sports, Franco Harris, is an inspiration to so many people on and off the field.
You got that
right. One of the things that I've loved, that I tell kids today who don't even follow football, follow the play. Franco makes the immaculate reception because he does exactly what Joe Papa told him to do. Follow the play, follow the ball, and good things happen, and great things happen to Franco.
And I want to tell you, Nick, this guy has elevated my tennis game incredibly. And I'm a better tennis player because of Luke. Thank you, Luke. This is a real nice surprise, I tell you.
Well, Franco, we had to get you out of that metal racket that you started out with and gave you a graphite. That's all I did.
You did a lot more than that, buddy. You know that. Just boy.
Hey, Franco, I saw you at a tournament, and you know what? You may not have had the strokes, but you're such a great athlete. You just got it done anyway.
Well, now, you know, because people like Luke and going to function with them year after year and year out, now I have the technique, because you're absolutely right. When you first start something, you do it with athleticism. You know what I mean? You have to run down things and get there and do this and do that. And now I feel so confident in my play that, you know, because I, you know, now I know techniques, because when you're a pro, there's just things that you just know differently. And get little tips from these pros and just watching them, it takes you to a whole new level. So I was very, you know, I'm very fortunate to be around guys like Luke. That, and I tell people today, I said, I play tennis better today than I did when I was in my 30s and 40s. So it's great.
Hey guys, let's talk about, it's just so unique, and what we try to do on this show is cross-breed different sports. And Luke, your father was in the NFL, and you've brought that sense of being what I call the Ronnie Lott of tennis. And I'd love to get Franco's comment on this. You know, the attitude that even in tennis, where it's a very mental game, it's not as physical, that the attitude, the assertiveness, the aggressiveness, the mental instincts on the game, they're still very important. The same skills on the NFL field that make a great linebacker, a great running back, can make a great tennis player.
Well, also a great business person, an impact person in life. One of the greatest tennis matches that I ever played was a little pro-am at Chris Everett Charity. And Franco and I were playing, and we were down in this pro set, and Franco refused to lose. I mean, we're out there and we're having fun, but in the end, we're keeping score. And real champions in life, when it's on the line, lift their level, and they refuse to lose. Even though Franco, it's not his natural sport, he wanted to win, and we ended up coming back and winning in the biggest comeback in that charity's history.
That was so much fun. Where you know, we just look at it, because you know, Nick, that in football, that each play is very important in that fourth quarter. And believe me, we were in the fourth quarter in dire situation, and we just played each point like it was a championship game. And it was so much fun. Once again, because in tennis, I try to, I guess, put myself in tough situations and face tough situations. And sometimes, I also played with his brother when the next match point, or like the big point, was the next point, and I would have them serve to me. And now I would lose more than I would win, but it's great to face that challenge. And,
you know, Franco, we got to go for this segment, and we'd love for you to stay, but I know you got to go. But
yes,
listen, we just want to say this, that you brought the sense of that championship attitude to every single play on the football field, and the NFL and all of us are better for it. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Hey, Luke, nice talking with you.
Talk to you soon, buddy.
We love you, Franco.
Merry
Appreciate it, buddy.
Happy New Year.
You bet, man.
Okay,
Franco Harris, when we come back, Luke Jensen on the legacy of Lamar Hunt, not only in the NFL, but in tennis, too. We'll be right back on Sports Byline and Sirius Satellite.
How would you like to cut your credit card payments by 30% or more? Genesis Financial can help. They have a program that can reduce your high interest rates to single digits or even 0%. You can get more cash in your pocket every month to ease the stress and burden of excessive credit card bills.
Genesis Financial helped us, so we can sleep at night again.
We can even answer our phone.
The weight's been lifted off our shoulders.
Working with Genesis, we truly feel like our prayers were answered.
Get a fresh start without going bankrupt, plus get hundreds of dollars back in your pocket. Call now for a free, no-obligation consultation. Let them show you how to cut your debt by 30% or more and save you thousands in interest, late fees, and penalties. The consultation is absolutely free. Call 800-470-4331. That's 800-470-4331. Don't wait another minute.
Genesis Financial gave us our life back.
Not available in all states. Individual results may vary. Genesis Financial, 800-470-4331.
Are you losing your hair? Is that bald spot getting bigger? Is your hair looking thinner? Why aren't you using Avacor, the hair growth treatment that's helped thousands of people just like you regrow their hair?
It's been 3 months now. I've been on Avacor, and I can tell you honestly, I have a fuller, healthier head of hair now than I did when I was 18 years old.
We're giving away a free month of Avacor with all of today's orders. Avacor is proven to successfully stop hair loss and regrow hair. Call 800-450-9743 for your risk-free trial of Avacor. Call now, 800-450-9743. All of today's orders will receive an additional month's supply of Avacor absolutely free.
Avacor really works. I just love it. It's like a miracle. I couldn't be happier.
Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. That's 800-450-9743. 800-450-9743.
Hi, I'm Robert Wagner with an important message for homeowners 62 years or older. If you own a home, you may be able to pay off your current mortgage or access the equity in your home without making any monthly loan payments. That's right. No monthly loan payments. A U.S. government-insured reverse mortgage allows you to convert the equity in your home into cash, giving you the financial independence you deserve. The tax-free proceeds won't affect Social Security or Medicare benefits, and you can use the money for almost any purpose you desire. The Senior Lending Network program has prepared a free educational video that explains how a reverse mortgage works, how to qualify, and how you can supplement your income without any monthly loan payments. If you're a homeowner 62 years or older, your free video is waiting. So call now.
For a free educational video from the Senior Lending Network on reverse mortgages, call 800-995-4280. 800-995-4280.
Senior Lending Network is a program by Mortgage Warehouse, licensed mortgage banker, New York State Banking Department. Caller's information will be shared with lenders who are members of the program. Consult your tax advisor regarding tax implications.
Welcome back to Head Games. We want to thank Rick Goslin from the Dallas Morning News. We want to thank Raiders two-time Super Bowl champion coach Tom Flores, former backup with Len Dawson on the Chiefs team. Got to know Lamar Hunt over many, many years. And, of course, Franco Harrison. Luke Jensen, as you look at the contributions of Lamar Hunt to sport, it's not just the NFL, is it?
No doubt about it. He's the only Hall of Famer in both the International Tennis Hall of Fame for his contributions for world championship tennis. When money started to become huge in professional sports, yes, he did the NFL thing. And he is in the NFL Hall of Fame in Canton. But he has also had a huge impact on the big money game in tennis. McEnroe, Laver, Rosewall, all the best, Connors, Nastasi, Borg, all played world championship tennis. I was a junior player, and they had WCT Futures. I was part of that program, and many of us moved on into the pro ranks because of Lamar Hunt. His influence on so many people in sport to inspire them to get to the next level will always be felt.
Final question to you is simply this. When you listen to a Franco Harris today or a Lamar Hunt, it's still possible, isn't it, to be a gentleman, to be a kind, gentle person, and still be a great success?
Grace under pressure. Anybody can go crazy, but can you hold it together when everything around you is nuts? Those are the real champions, both on and off the field of battle.
And you're a champ too, brother. Thank you. Thank Lexus and thank Luke Jensen. Appreciate it, buddy.
Thanks, buddy.
Be safe, my friend. Tomorrow on Head Games, we're going to have two Broncos Hall of Famers, Floyd Little, running back, and ESPN Primetime's Mark Schlereth to talk more about the running game, not only the great running backs like LJ and LT and McGahee, etc., but also the new phenomenon of Vince Young, Michael Vick, and many running quarterbacks, how offenses are making that possible. Listen to Head Games Radio. Go to headgamesradio.com for all the highlights. Thanks for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.